Thank you for choosing KHSU for your listening pleasure today, Tuesday, the 3rd of April. I'm Wendy Butler, and you're listening to Art Waves. Today's program is about divergence. That's the name of Humboldt State University Department of Theater, Film, and Dance's original dance concert, created by students and faculty. The show takes place in the Van Duzer Theater this Friday and Saturday, April 6th and 7th, and April 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7:30 p.m. And there will be a one Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. on April 15th. My guests are four of the HSU students participating in the concert. Isabella Ceja as costume designer, Paola De La Fuente as dancer and choreographer, Austin Silavong as dancer and choreographer, and Serena Mann as a choreographer. The title of the dance concert is Divergence. And as part of that, there are several dances that are going to be performed. And I'm going to start with Serena. I would like for you to describe the dance in which you are dancing, starting with the title, and tell about what you're doing in the dance and what the story is that the dance is telling.
Okay. The dance I'm involved in is called The Dizzy, Delightful, Dazzling Dancers Present Friends on Fire. And I'm the choreographer. And I have seven dancers I'm working with, and together they're a team, and they basically support each other.
Is that part of the story? They're supportive of one another?
Story of the dance. So we're dancing to a really popular song called I Will Survive, sung by Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, I seem to remember that one.
yeah,
absolutely.
It's just a funny, lighthearted dance. And the story is that through the struggles that we face in life, we always have our friends to support us, and it's always okay to laugh through it all.
And in that dance, obviously Gloria Gaynor is singing, but other than that, the way the dancers are telling the story is through movement. Is that correct? No, they don't speak.
Exactly.
So while I know the song itself is a disco song, so it's kind of fast. So you're responsible as a choreographer of creating fast movement for seven dancers, including yourself.
No, I'm not dancing.
You're not in that one. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So you're able to stand back and just observe and structure the dance.
Yeah, I choreographed all of the movements they're doing, and we meet twice a week, and I teach them the movements, and slowly we've put together an entire dance.
Is there a lot of connection between the dancers? I mean, physical connection, like lifting or pulling, or do you have them doing things like that?
Yeah, there's certain things they do together, connecting. Specifically, they give each other high fives.
And so hopefully the hands do meet when it's time to do.
Yeah, that's a point. Some of them are jumping in the air and giving high fives at the same time.
Wow.
It's really coordinated.
And over to Austin. Let's see, Austin, you are choreographing and dancing in Divergence. You're involved in two dances. I don't know if you're choreographing and dancing in each. So let's start with the first one, and then we'll talk about the second one.
Well, technically, I'm involved in three dances. The one that I choreographed, and then I co-choreographed with Sharon Butcher, and then I'm also dancing in one dance.
There's one you're dancing in that you did not choreograph at all.
Wait, there's two dances that I'm actually dancing in, and then I choreographed two.
Okay. How about we do names?
Okay.
What's the first one?
So the one that I choreographed myself is called Through the Haze.
Through the Haze, and you're also dancing in it?
No.
No. You choreographed it, and Through the Haze, tell the story.
So Through the Haze is an abstract piece, but it kind of represents how it's like after a traumatizing event that has happened in your life.
And how many dancers are in it?
I have 9 dancers.
9 dancers.
Yes.
And so this is following a trauma, following a traumatizing event.
Following a traumatizing event, following something that you rose up from the bottom or from a hole.
Just to be clear, all of these ones you created, they're original pieces that you created. Like,
yes.
for instance, Serena's The Dizzy, Delightful, Dazzling Dancers alliteration.
Yeah.
I like the way that rolls off the tongue. That is your original creation.
Yes.
Okay. So Austin, you're exploring a traumatizing event. Why are you doing that?
I just wanted to showcase through movement, to have this sense of like soft power, and to show others that it's okay to fall down and it's okay to not have anybody there for you at the end, or it's okay to just take a breather for a second and get some space without having to worry about who's going to be there at the end eventually.
I'm guessing that this is slower, but
yes.
I could be, okay.
It's a dramatic change from the Dizzy Daffodils.
Does it come after Serena's piece?
I think so, in the show order.
Oh, that's going to be a bit of a shock. Wow, yeah, but good.
Yeah.
Good. Hence the title Divergence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, diversity.
Diversity.
And then there's 2 others you're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one that you're involved in as a choreographer?
As a choreographer, I'm involved in Asunder.
Asunder?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you did on your own, or was that the one you co-choreographed?
That's the one that I co-choreographed with Sharon Butcher.
And the title again?
Asunder.
Asunder. Well,
mm-hmm.
well, that in a way it goes with being traumatized or falling.
Mm-hmm. Breaking down.
Things go asunder.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not intentionally related, though. Is it related to Through the Haze?
No, it's completely different. Yeah. They're 2 separate projects.
Right. And what story is Asunder telling, then?
So Sharon Butcher put me through a process of what I want to do as a soloist dancer in that piece.
So it's just you?
Mm-hmm, it's just me. So she basically took me through the process of like what I've been going through at this time in my current life. And I basically told her that I feel like in this part of my life, I feel like I'm crumbling apart because I have a lot of stuff on my plate this semester and this whole school year. And because I am a science major and I'm involved in dance, I have to find that balance of what can I do and what I can't do. So she took what I told her and just made scenarios for me. And then I had to dance through those scenarios.
And the type of dance you're doing, is it slow or is it a combination of slow and quick?
It's a combination of slow and quick.
Do you find yourself on the ground a lot?
A lot, yes.
I don't know why I'm envisioning that. I'm not a dance choreographer, but I am visualizing it.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners cannot see you when you're talking, but I like the way you're talking. It's very intriguing because you're talking as if you're moving
mm-hmm.
in a dance.
Well, yeah. How can you not talk about a dance without moving?
And what's your third?
So the third dance that I'm involved in, I am just a dancer, and it's titled Text and Subtext by Lisa Drew.
Lisa Drew choreographed it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And text and subtext. I like that. That's like reading between the lines.
Almost, yes.
Well, what is it? I mean, more from you on what it's about.
So Lisa Drew, she's a communications and dance major, and she found a way, yeah, just like Izzy. she found a way how to combine her knowledge of communications and dance and went towards something towards the media engulfing society in some ways.
Oh, yeah. I read a little bit about that, about biased media. Mm-hmm. The highlights how perceptions of reality can easily be distorted or twisted,
mm-hmm.
drawing parallels to World War II propaganda.
Yes. Originally, she choreographed this in the interdisciplinary dance class, and she had a videographer come up with videos coming from World War II with like Nazi propaganda and like, we want you. So yeah.
So there are going to be video behind you?
No, not this semester.
Not this semester, but yeah. Originally. That's
originally, yes.
So this one is just, are you the solo in this one as well?
I play a big role in the dance, yeah, okay. But I am not the soloist in this dance.
But again, you're telling this story without speaking, and this is what it's about. So that is intriguing how mm-hmm. you're doing that through.
Yeah, creating that dialogue.
But
without
speaking.
Without speaking, yes.
Austin Silivong, HSU student participant in Divergence, an original dance concert presented by the Department of Theater, Film, and Dance, and opening this Friday night in the Van Duzer Theater. Also here are three fellow participants, HSU students, Isabella Ceja, Paula De La Fuente, and Serena Mann. I'm Wendy Butler, and you've got Art Waves on KHSU. Paula,
hi.
You are involved in three dances.
Yeah, I'm dancing in three dances, and I'm choreographing one.
Let's start with the one you're choreographing. Are you also dancing in it?
No.
Okay.
So I just choreographed this piece. I started choreographing it around like September, and I started choreographing in the interdisciplinary seminar class, and later on it started like developing through there. My dance involves six dancers.
What's it called?
So the name of my dance, and it's kind of hard to say, but it's a semicolon, and a semicolon is a representation of like mental illness, and basically like semicolons, like the sentence doesn't stop, it continues going, and that's kind of like people's like journey through like depression and mental illness. Like, it doesn't stop, you continue. And that's the title of my dance.
What do the dancers do?
So the dancers are the biggest thing, like I always like talk to my dancers about, is making sure that the audience feels the message I'm trying to convey, which is they're all going through their own like personal journeys throughout this dance, and like tell them, pick a character. Everyone's been through something at some point in their life. And everyone has gone through that point where, like how Austin said, you feel like you're like crumbling or things aren't working well. And I just want the audience to know that if this is them right now, it's not just them. Like, there's like many others that feel this way. And it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to be there for one another. So the dancers are like, they're communicating that through very expressive movements, and they do lifts. And it's just like a very melancholy, like depressing kind of like dance and feel to it.
And then two others.
I'm in three other dances.
You're in three other dances,
yeah.
Which you're not choreographing.
No.
Okay.
So I'm just a dancer. So one of them is Diego Morales's dance, and it's Rompiendo la Discoteca, and it's Tearing Up the Club. And so his is a very upbeat dance that involves like 12 dancers, and it's very club-like, and really, it's a Spanish song, so it's very cultural and has a lot of earthy movements to it, and it's just very upbeat, and everyone's just really like, you know, connecting with one another throughout the whole dance, and it's really uplifting. And the second dance would be Ashley Carrillo's. And that dance is, it's like a very burlesque kind of dance. And
what is it called?
Well, she changed her title a couple of times, so I'm not sure about it completely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, her dance is, it's burlesque. And she uses the song Sparkling Diamonds by, it's in the movie Moulin Rouge. And diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh. And yeah, so it's like the whole time, like, you know, guys are trying to chase the girls and girls are very like off-putting. And again, it's very fun. And I think the audience really enjoys it as well. Mm-hmm. And the last dance would be one of the faculty members. Her name's Shoshana and she's doing a Middle Eastern dance. And again, that one's really fun. Mm-hmm. Has a lot of beautiful colors in it. It's about kind of like Diego's, like you're the dancers are connecting with one another, like having like, you know, a little party. It's really fun. And mm-hmm. all these dances I say are like really like, you know, you want to have fun, you want to enjoy yourself, because ideally like that's what dance is. Like you always want to enjoy yourself when you're dancing.
And over to Isabella. Isabella, I'm going to start with text and subtext, because you attended the Region 7 Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. And at that festival, a couple of things happened for you that were wonderful. You got a Meritorious Achievement Award for costume design of Julius Caesar, but you also were the regional champion in costume design for text and subtext, which we have been talking about. And so I wanted to have you talk about attending Kennedy Center, what that was like for you.
Yeah, so this was my fourth year. One, two, three, four. This was my fourth year at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. And it was really lovely to be able to win those two awards, because it shows how far my costume designs have come in the last 4 years, and it just proves that I've been working hard and improving my designs that will be on stage for either for a play or for a dance.
Were you able to watch a lot of dances while you were at Kennedy Center?
We, at the Kennedy Center, it is more so about plays. And
okay, that's right.
So mm-hmm. We'll see some musical pieces, which might have dancing, and there'll be workshops about Broadway dancing, but it's not the focus of the mm-hmm. whole conference.
Because I was wondering if you brought anything back with you, anything that you learned there that is going to become part of how you develop as a costume designer.
I think it's more a collection of the last few years, because I learn something every year by seeing other costume designers present their work. And I've learned from our other costume designers in the theater department here at HSU. So I've really developed a color palette, and every designer seems to have a niche, and mine is painting or dyeing the costumes that I am working with. It's easier to get hands-on with the color for me than to have to sew together the outfits themselves.
So thinking of text and subtext, how did you go about creating the costumes for that one?
That was a lot of brainstorming at first, because my main thought was Big Brother is always watching, and thinking about media, thinking about newspapers. And so I came up with a couple different silhouettes for Lisa Drew, the choreographer, to look at. And we went over it a few times in our mutual communications class. And every time we went over it, we narrowed it down a little more, like, hey, is it going to be a dress? Is it going to be a unitard? Is it which way do we want to go? And so we eventually settled on we were definitely going to do the unitard, and I was going to be able to paint them. And we just modified the netted dresses that people wore. We thought about them being rompers and scratched that idea. They were too hard to take off. And going over, is it going to be snaps? Is it going to be buttons or magnetic buttons? Just all the little details that went into it.
Well, we have time for one more question that I would like each of you to answer, please. And I'm going to adapt it a little bit for Isabella, because now, Isabella, you are going to continue with costume design?
Yes.
And so costume design for different types of staging. It'll be dance. It'll be theater, live performance.
And I'm also costume designing a film right now, which wasn't as much design-centered, but just figuring out, this is what the director sees, this is what I'm going to pull, this is what I can find. And so it's a lot of different processes in a lot of different areas.
And so starting then with you, what do you choose to express yourself artistically that way? What attracts you to doing the costume design?
I have always drawn clothes ever since I was a kid, and it started off as a bit of a hippie fashion. I wanted to draw jeans and tank tops because that was easiest. But over the years, I kept trying to figure out different silhouettes, looking at anime and manga, and it wasn't until I got to HSU that I was really able to try different skills in different artworks and figure out what works for me and what sparks my creativity. And one of the things that does spark it is music, which is why I really like dance.
And then over to Paola. The question for you is, why do you choose to express yourself through dance? What does it give you that other forms do not?
I guess expressing myself through dance is, sometimes it's hard to say things, and sometimes it's easier to just like show it. And the emotion, like, other people can understand it a lot. And throughout my life, there's been, like, obviously, like, obstacles, and, you know, I haven't had, like, the best state of mind. And one of the biggest things that got me to work through it was dance. And it sounds cheesy, but dancing through it. And it's easy for me to express my movements through dance and just really allow, like, myself to feel along with the music, the choreography, and just it's to be expressive, because sometimes it's really hard to say what you want to.
And same question to Austin.
What was the question again?
The question for you, Austin, is, why do you choose to express yourself through dance? What does dance give you that other art forms do not?
That's a tricky question. Dance allows time for play. It allows you to not know what's right, what's wrong. Through my experience, I have two things that I'm passionate about, science and dance. So I try to find the marriage between those two and combine them. So say I'm going to the lab. The lab can mean going to the medical lab, or the lab can mean going to the dance studio. So with dance, it allowed me to just find various ways to move anywhere in the world.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, dance allowed me to leave something on the ground for someone to pick up, or to put in their pocket, or just to observe from a distance. Whenever I perform, I try, well, obviously, like, I give it all. And I am trying to display this message or display this feeling for the audience to grab and maybe walk away with the message after the show or after seeing a performance elsewhere. So it just takes one person to make a change, and I feel like dance is a way to make a change in the world.
And Serena.
Hi.
Hi.
So dance and live performance in general is, I think, really special because it's happening right in front of you, which makes everyone, including the performer and the audience, it just makes them be present. You know, you have to be in the moment to perform. And when you're watching a performance, all of your attention is there. And I think that's what's special about dance for me.
Serena Mann. Also here have been Austin Silavong, Isabella Ceja, and Paula De La Fuente. Divergence, Humboldt State University Department of Theater, Film, and Dance's original dance concert. And that's in the Van Duzer Theater this Friday and Saturday, April 6th and 7th, and Thursday through Saturday, April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Showtime's at 7:30 p.m. And there'll be a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. on April 15th. The performance on Saturday, April 14th, includes a silent auction fundraiser in the theater lobby. For concert tickets, call 707-826-3928. Or you can visit centerarts.humboldt.edu. That's Art Waves. Join me for the next regular broadcast, Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Listen anytime online at khsu.org. You can download podcasts of the program from iTunes. I'm Wendy Butler. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bebop, the cool school, hard bop, 60s blue notes, the young lions. If it's straight ahead, you'll hear it on Gone Sides. Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 right here at 90.5 KHSU, your jazz station.